T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
One of the sadder aspects of the whole coronavirus crisis which we are under currently is that it also sometimes tends to breed misinformation and half-truths. And to help us sift through at least part of those concerning this COVID-19 or coronavirus, Sally Greenberg, who is Executive Director of the National Consumers League, and Sally, specifically, CBD has been put forth by some as a product that may be helpful, but is the pretty much the opposite of that is true.
That's right. We've got a perfect storm of a lot of CBD products on the market, none of which have been approved, even the over-the-counter products that you see labeled as dealing with arthritis or headaches or very serious illnesses, like it can treat cancer or can treat ALS. None of those claims are proven on a good day. But now we have the COVID-19 virus, and we've got the fraudsters and scammers putting product out on the market that they're claiming will boost your immune system and prevent you from getting COVID-19 or protect you against it. Our message to consumers is there is no treatment to date for COVID-19. There is no cure to date for COVID-19. There is no vaccine for COVID-19. There are no pills or potions or oils or lozenges, anything in that category that you see on the market, and there have been plenty of them, by the way. This is being policed by the FDA and organizations like the National Consumers League with our fraud center, raising awareness among consumers to stay away from these products, that there's no proven therapeutic benefit, and in fact, they can be actually dangerous for you.
And let's just back up a half second for those who still don't know what CBD is, although I think, for the most part, people do understand that it is something of an extract from marijuana.
Yeah, right. It is CBD is the part of the marijuana plant that does not have the active ingredients that gets you high. So it was approved by Congress, as opposed to THC, which is the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana that people smoke to get high or for medical purposes or what have you. CBD shouldn't have any of that psychoactive effect. However, we have found that many CBD products promise not to have that and are not supposed to have that, but they do, in fact. And this is one of the issues with the whole CBD market, which has exploded. It is in grocery stores. It is in drug stores. It's there's specialty shops. There's pet products with CBD in them. None of those have been tested or have met any the rigorous FDA guidelines. So anything you see that has a CBD label and is making claims, and right now we see these COVID, fight COVID with CBD claims, which are particularly odious to the public. None of those claims have been substantiated. The negative part of CBD is there's a long list. So let's start with 240 of the leading products that were tested. 70% of them had adulterants like lead, arsenic, and toxic mold. So there's no purity requirement because nobody's meeting FDA standards on this. Secondly, there is one approved drug that went through the very rigorous clinical trial process at the FDA called Epidiolex that has CBD as an active ingredient. But this was many, many years of clinical trials and development of this drug. And it is a very pure form of CBD, and it meets all the very rigorous manufacturing standards. And thankfully, you know, we do know that CBD may have some therapeutic benefits if it's produced in a controlled environment and is tested in clinical trials. So this is called Epidiolex. It treats the rare form of epilepsy in children and is the only CBD product, which is the only product on the market, the only pharmaceutical on the market that has CBD as an active ingredient, and it has proven therapeutic benefits. Now, that said, the FDA warned that even in the best of circumstances, CBD has, there are some signals that it might have an effect on liver or cause liver toxicity. It could cause problems in the reproductive organs of males. And we don't know what the effect of it might have on pregnant women, on children, on pets. None of that has been tested. There are no proven therapeutic benefits right now for any of these products except the one I named.
So first question that comes to mind when, with all that you just threw at us here is the FDA should be able to have a handle on whether this in any form should be sold, but yet the CBD products are available pretty much everywhere, right?
Yeah, they are. And you put your finger on a problem. I think the horses got out of the barn. And it's very hard to put them back in. What happened is Congress approved the production of CBD in the Farm Bill a few years ago. So all of a sudden, you know, it's a green light to all these manufacturers. We can put these CBD products out. However, none of them meet the rigorous requirements of the FDA for purity of testing, for therapeutic benefits. None of them have proof that there are therapeutic benefits. So the FDA really does need to set some rules of the road for food products, for dietary supplements, over the counter. What they're doing in the interim, and they have a full plate, and that was, they had a full plate before COVID. Now they, you know, they're, it's just overwhelming all of our agencies that are there to protect consumer safety and health. So what they are doing is monitoring very carefully companies that are making claims. They've got thousands of complaints in about companies making unsubstantiated claims. And what the FDA does is they send warning letters out to the worst offenders, those who are claiming that their products, their CBD products, will cure cancer or cure, you know, other very serious illnesses. And they will put these companies out of business. They have the right to do that, and they can, you know, enjoin them from further activity.
Well, bringing it back to the coronavirus, where we kind of started this discussion, it comes to mind that it's not just CBD and makers of that are making these false claims about treatments for coronavirus. So what, from the perspective of the National Consumers League, can you do to help kind of get out to the public? Again, there's nothing out there that deals with this, at least right now as we sit here and speak.
Yeah, exactly. There is no, just to reiterate, there's no treatment today for COVID-19. There is no cure for COVID-19. There are no potions, lozenges, prescriptions, oils. None of that has been approved or proven to have therapeutic benefits to fight CBD. To fight COVID-19. And there's no vaccine. We hope there will be within the year. There will be a vaccine to protect us against COVID-19. Right now, none of those products are legitimate. They are all violating federal law, and we want to warn consumers, stay away from them. They're false and deceptive, and don't waste your money on them.
Well, Sally, I know that some people have a lot of free time, perhaps too much free time. So if they want to know more about the National Consumer League, where would they go?
We have nclnet.org. And we have a whole section on coronavirus. And we also have the number four, safecbd.org.
Sally Greenberg, she is the executive director of the National Consumers League.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.